Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, May 23rd, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Colin Winkler. Colin and his wife Adair have a daughter Annie and another on the way due July 13th, and I look forward to talking more with Colin about this and other things at the end of the podcast. But first, Colin, read God's word for us.
Hey, Mary. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate you reaching out. Our first reading comes from John 15, 1 through 17, and I'll be reading the NIV version. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Our second reading is from Mark 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were there on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking at Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And our final passage today is Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5. "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle."
Thank you so much, Colin, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. We would like to get to know you a little bit better. Where did you grow up?
Well, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it. So I actually grew up here in Birmingham, Alabama, but a little unknown fact that I bring up sometimes is I was actually born in Connecticut.
Really?
In Hartford, Connecticut, but I only lived there for like 6 months of my life. So I can't really claim it, but I moved to Birmingham in the fifth grade. We had been in Atlanta for pretty much most of my childhood up until then. So I went to Spain Park High School, and I grew up in the Greystone area down 280. And it's just been a wonderful place. And I just want to live here and have my family here. So that's what I've been doing.
Speaking of your family, we know Adair is your wife and you have a daughter, Annie. Tell me a little bit about them.
So my wife, Adair, is just a wonderful person. We have been married now for a little over 3 years.
And how did y'all meet?
Oh, well, that's a fun story. We met at work many years ago. We worked at the same company here in town. We were in different offices, but we had a friend, a mutual friend, a girl I went to high school with who ended up being one of Adair's college friends. And I had seen her over the years post some photos, and the name Adair Moody was unique enough that when I got an email one day, story goes that I called another friend in the office and said, "Hey, transfer me to Adair." And she picked up the phone and I said, "Hey, are you Kenzie Frazier's friend?" And she said, "Yes." And we just kind of hit it off from there. But funny enough is we had a little fling back in 2015, and she said I wasn't really what she was looking for at the time. But Lord willing, our lives kind of crashed back into each other at the beginning of 2019.
And the rest was history?
Yeah. Once I got the opportunity, she would tell you that I'm a persistent little fella. So it was, it's just been great ever since. And then we have a 16-month, almost 17-month-old daughter named Annie. And she is just a ball of fun. If you ever see her, she's the girl with the curliest hair. We call her our curly girly.
Does Adair have curly hair?
No, so it's actually me, if you could believe that.
I might need to see a picture of you as a child.
That was it. Adair has very, very straight hair. I mean, can't even curl it if she tried. But growing up, I had very curly hair. And my dad, still to this day, has wavy hair. So she's one of six grandchildren on his side. And she's the only one with curly hair. So it's just kind of funny that
carrying on that family trait.
Yes, ma'am. And so she's a lot of fun. We enjoy her. She keeps us active. She talks a lot. She's in a good, in a good mood all the time. And she actually goes to the LC here, and every day is just a new adventure with her, and she's always having so much fun.
What a blessing that she goes to church here and that she's in the ELC. And on Sunday mornings, it's like, okay, I'm familiar with this place.
Oh yeah, it's. Funny thing about Sunday mornings when we drop her off at the nursery, she's always a little skeptical of the nursery, but one of her teachers is she works the nursery on Sunday. So anytime Annie may not be feeling it, she gets a little extra loving, which we're very appreciative
of. From Miss Valencia?
No, it's actually Bree.
Oh, from Bree.
Bree is usually the one. Uh-huh. And she takes just good care of her because I don't know it's all her friends and all that, but it's maybe on Sunday she's like, I'm not supposed to be at school today. I'm not really sure, but she loves it, and we are appreciative of everyone here.
And you have another one on the way, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we are Adair is 32 weeks pregnant. We're expecting another one here in July. Around the 13th is the due date. And so we are not finding out the gender, which we didn't for Annie. And, I'm kind of leaning boy on this one. Adair, she goes back and forth, I think, depending on her appointments. She was kind of flipped, but she's girl right now. So I think it's fun to be on different sides, and it's been a very exciting thing for our family.
How do you envision this going down? Like right when the baby arrives, you'll know, and then you'll shoot out a text to your family. How's it going to happen?
Well,
hopefully.
If it goes like the last time, we might not be asked to come back to the hospital. But so what they did is the first time around, I got to, tell her what it was. And, it was... I'm not a medical professional, so I was a little just give me my cue and let me know. But so what we did last time, we're kind of hoping to do the same thing this time, is we just had our families outside, which I'm one of four, Adair is one of four. And so Annie was the first one on her family, first grandchild. So St. Vincent's was kind enough to let 17 people come into the room an hour or so after. And they all kind of gathered around, and they Adair got to kind of announce it. And there's a sweet little video where everyone erupts and, you know, someone came and closed the door. But we so that's our routine. We're hoping that they'll let us do that again. If not, then we'll just let, you know, the parents come in and tell them, and or however. So, but that's really how we've done it.
That's wonderful. Let's go back to college and then your career. Where did you go to college and what career path have you pursued?
So I went to the University of Alabama, you know, Roll Tide. Adair is Auburn through and through, and she also has an LSU streak in her. So I married the enemy, but it's, you know, best decision of my life. And so I went to the University of Alabama 09 through 13. It was a wonderful college experience. I had a lot of fun, learned a lot of things. You know, the people that I met, I'm still best friends with to this day. And so I wouldn't change anything about my college experience. I always even say I was so ready to go to Alabama. It was the only school I actually even applied to. But it was very exciting, enjoyed that. And then after college, I always had a very strong interest in the stock market. And so right out of college, I started working at an investment firm here called Stern AG. And it was a big firm based here in town that was acquired by another firm in 2015. And so that kind of, you know, went through a few transitions there. But where my career ultimately led me was I had a partner who was an independent advisor that I started working for a couple years ago. And she actually has retired here of recent. So I took over the business a couple years ago. So I work for myself as a financial advisor. And it's just been a very exciting career and very, you know, very fun and interesting day, you know, day to day. And I love to help people, you know, achieve their financial goals.
And you travel some for your work, correct?
I do. Yeah. So I have a lot of business in the north. So I'm especially in the Ohio area. A lot of my friends would tell you if you text me and I don't answer, I'm probably in Ohio. I travel once a month, it's fun. Other than that, it snows, and like the snow is wild. I got pretty lucky the last couple of years, but this January I got caught in minus 11 degree snowstorms and everything. So
that does not sound fun.
No, it was, but we made it out.
All right, let's transition to talking a little bit more about things of faith. I know that you and Adair are in the Grace Sunday School class. What is that class like and what have you enjoyed about it?
So the Grace Group Sunday School class is wonderful. Great energy every day. Jason and Nikki Harkins do a wonderful job of just really kind of preaching God's word to us and also really making it relatable to our life. Most of the class is in their, you know, early 30s, late 20s, somewhere in that, just got married or been married for a short while, starting their families and things like that. So it's a really good look at how to, you know, use God's word as you raise a family and what you need to be like. And I think Jason and Nikki are wonderful examples. Another thing we do is we spend a lot of time keeping Mitchell Brune in line. He's our class clown. As you know, you could just be sitting there and all of a sudden he just spills coffee on himself or things like that.
On the new carpet.
On the new carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, we won't, you know.
I think we can pick those up tile by tile and replace them.
You know, he's in that business, so.
He should know, right?
If anybody can build something or replace something, I think he's the guy, but. We really enjoy him, and we're very thankful. His wife Caitlin actually worked with us with Adair and I back at Stern AG all those years. She was the HR director that like hired everybody, and so when we first visited, Mountain Brook Baptist, the first Sunday we ever really came, we saw Caitlin and Mitchell, and they're like, come to Sunday school with us. And we were like, we were just visiting. Caitlin was like, follow me. And kind of the rest is history. So we're very appreciative of them and everyone in that class.
Who is someone in your faith journey who has modeled Christ for you?
Easy one for me is my father. He is without a doubt the definition of a godly man. He is the most patient and kind person I have ever met in my life. It almost doesn't seem real some days how patient and kind he really is. And God's love just pours from his heart, and he pours that onto us. He always says to our family that he's the richest man in the world because just the opportunity to get together and break bread and see each other. I'll share this. We're doing our Mother's Day on Sunday this week because not everyone was together last week. And he just sent us a text last night and was like, I'm just so looking forward to seeing everyone this weekend. We're so blessed. And you know, that just speaks volumes to me every day.
Would you like to comment on any of the passages that you read today?
I absolutely would. I think Mark 16, 1 through 8 is the one we have to go and focus on because it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I think it's just so important. I've kind of just referred to it as the crux of Christianity. Like what happened in this passage is so significant. And in just in a simplistic way, it's written to say that, you know, the tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. Like he has triumphed. And it's really important to kind of focus on where they say, like, just as he promised, because mm-hmm. he said, you know, I'll never forsake you even in death. And this is the perfect example of that. So I think it's a very significant passage and I had a lot of fun reading it.
Is there a spiritual habit that helps you stay grounded in your faith?
There is. One of the things that I think is a simple thing that we do in our household that just kind of always keeps you pointed towards God is the blessing before we eat. And it's one of those things that sometimes it's just a few simple words that you say, but the meaning of those words is so significant that, you know, how lucky and how blessed are we that we are being nourished by this food and the hands that help prepare that food for us. So it's a simple thing. I definitely got to give Adair the credit there. She has really steered that in our household. And we even sing it now with Annie before meals. And we try to get her to think about it. But it's just a simple habit that we do that I think, you know, a lot of people do that you can do to kind of just maybe after a busy day or what, you know, the world's taking you a lot of directions, you can just sit down and have a little blessing before and just be reminded how blessed you are just to have this opportunity.
I want to know if there's something simple in your life that brings you joy and just reminds you of God.
So the thing I'd say that's simple in life, and maybe it's more complicated if you think about it, but to me, it's a simple thing is my daughter, Annie. When she was born, a lot of people told me, like, if you really want to experience God, like, wait till you experience the miracle of life. And they weren't lying. I think our parents were right when they say, when you have a kid, you'll never know a love like that. And it's something that's just brought me a lot of joy, brought my family, brought Adair a tremendous amount of joy. And it gives you a different perspective on life just to see, you know, everything through her lens and to know that, like, some days you may overthink things or worry about things like that. And just to have that simple reset of, you know, playing in a box or just dancing around to a little song. It's just so significant and it means so much. And just, you know, thank God every day that I've been blessed and that we've been blessed with this opportunity to be her parents.
Thank you so much, Colin, for joining the podcast and for reading. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me today. So, Dear Lord, we just want to thank you today for this opportunity to get here and speak about your word and spread the love of Jesus. And thank you very much for Mountain Brook Baptist and all that they do for everyone in our community and around the world, and what they do for the people of, in my family. But just continue to bless us as we go into this weekend and we go forward in this summer. And, you know, just all your opportunities are an endless blessing, Lord. And in your name we pray. Amen.